Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everybody, and hope everybody has a good evening. We're going to be talking about a number of things tonight. Dallas, unrest, lawlessness, false flags, you name it. Larry, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, fine, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. Why don't we start with Dallas? Now, you're a police officer, been one for years and years and years. So I'm a little bit curious about the shift in tactics of really shifting from, shall we say, innocent civilians over to law officers, which are actually part of government. What's your take on this thing?
Well, Stuart, if you'll remember a number of years ago, you and I were talking about the police officers, remember? And I made the statement, and I made it on a number of shows with you. We mentioned it, talked about it, and moved on. But I talked about there was going to be a coming time when they begin to kill the police officers, assassinations, et cetera. And I think we're right there. We're there.
What is your take on the I know they play this stuff up, and we just had an incident over here in Minnesota where a guy was shot and killed in front of his girlfriend and her daughter. He was unarmed, as I understand it. He wasn't doing anything. Then there was one down south somewhere where the kid was on the ground, hands were behind his back, police officer takes a gun out and kills him. Is this part of this? You also mentioned Antichrist spirit rising. In other words, how do we say this? Lawlessness on the part of the law, and that leads you into the protocols that nobody believes exist but does, in which they said they would drive a wedge between the people and the government, and that wedge would become so great that the people would simply rise up, and that would start a revolution, and down America goes, because they'd come in with brute force, martial law, and the end of our Constitution and Bill of Rights as we've known it. But also, it kind of looked like a false flag. What's your take on that possibility?
Well, if you read as many Tom Clancy, you know, I could just name off some really, really good authors that dig deep into this kind of thing, into the black projects, the secret governments, the black, you know, the ops that go so high that there's no names for them, et cetera, et cetera. you find out that it doesn't have to be a false flag. In other words, it don't have to be as big as a bombing in a city to be a false flag. Actually, if you look, just a cop could be hired to kill someone. Of course, it'll look accidental, or it'll look, you know, other than, you know, conspiratorial, of course. But false flags come in all shapes and forms, and the people don't realize that. You know, I know people say, oh, there we go, conspiracy theories. But, you know, there is something to the fact that all conspiracies are not theories.
Yes, that's a good way
to
put it.
One of the things, that Dmitry Dudeman said, if you'll remember, way back there, you know, he said that the communists are going to begin to cause an uprising. I think David Wilkerson kind of warned from the same direction about the communists were going to begin to cause uprisings, and that's all we've seen. Really, this began with, actually, if you really go back and look at how some of this began, it began with Bill Clinton. And then it moved on through the Bush, and then it moved on through, you know, up into Obama. And we have, and of course Obama, he is the divider in chief. I mean, what do you think, you know, what is it that people can't get through their minds? What do they think a community organizer does, put on Christmas programs or something? I mean,
yes.
all they do is lead protests and cause division. This is how they conquer, by dividing. And we've got one of the best now, but there was Bill Clinton, of course Hillary was there. Then there was Bush. He did his part, and Daddy had helped. And now, you know, because I'm not going to say none of them was to blame. I'm not going to say they were all great presidents, because they all literally did what they shouldn't have done, and we know that, you know, but they covered
yes.
it all up. But now they're out in the open, and that's what's so interesting. And I think the program of the New World Order, the people that really run these patsies, I call them patsies, you know, just
mm-hmm.
like Hillary Clinton, she's crowned to be the next queen of America already by the New World Order. You know, it don't matter what the people think or what they say, but
yes.
she's going to be another patsy. This is going the way it's supposed to go, but I'm not too sure. And really, literally, you know, I've said all along, and I'll just say it one more time, that I think Trump, if nothing else, in other words, if he's undermined and destroyed, you know, at the convention or they finally take him out or whatever happens, he has
mm-hmm.
done his job. He has literally brought out the corruption in our system. And we've seen
yes.
all phases of our government fail us. They fail the people. And we've seen treason at the highest office in this land, right in our face. You can't deny it. You can lie, but you can't deny it. So
yeah.
here we are. And I think, though, that the program is being pushed. They're in a hurry to get this thing done, and they're making mistakes. And some of this, and listen, I want to tell you this too. I want to mention, I don't know if people've seen it, but TrueNews.com had a post today where they found written evidence. It says Department of Homeland Security gave Orlando, Florida massacre pre-planned event status, declared a national security event over it. And police were ordered not to discuss details, and are still under those orders, which are PDD 62 authority on terrorism, using terrorism. And Bill Clinton signed that executive order into operation, and here we are. We're already under that, just to take you back to his time. And now, remember
mm-hmm.
what they said about Orlando? It wasn't terrorism. Listen, all of this stuff, you're never going to be told. You're never going to be told the truth. This today, and I'll tell you what, I'll just mention this and get off my rant. If you listen very carefully today, you heard two things. Well, you heard them all talking about, you know, that night they were seeing two or three other people involved, et cetera, et cetera. Now the whole deal is the guy was bombed. You know, they bombed him, blew him up, you know. And you know, they said it was just a lone shooter. That's the story now. But if you listen carefully, and I'll say this so people will understand it, and then get your opinion, Stuart. Today, the police chief of Dallas, Texas, came on and said, and he made this statement. He said this appeared to be a lone shooter event, and that appeared to be a lot of pre-planning behind this event. And he said, we're going to get every one of them involved in this. That's a clue.
Well, yeah, that would go back into the directive.
Yeah, that means he can't talk about what this thing is, what really happened. He's locked in with this one shooter deal, but he dropped a clue right there telling you there's more involved. And now at the same time, the governor of the state of Texas, you know, Abbott, he came out. And he also dropped a clue, because he said in there, he made a mention of the radicalization of this guy and a Black Panther movement, and
mm-hmm.
he also suggested that the bombs and the armaments and all of this that this guy had led to a bigger place. And he said, we're going to follow all the leads as high as they go. So there's you another clue. He can't tell you. They're still going to talk about this single bomber and blah, 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 blah. But listen, they're dropping clues. This probably, if I smelled it with my investigative nose, Stuart, I'd say that Orlando and Dallas, Texas was a false flag event, both of them.
Yes. I would agree with that myself because of the timing alone. Here we have the head of the FBI exonerating Hillary Clinton. The nation goes in uproar. Well, those that don't like Hillary, I guess those that love Hillary, you know, the queen dove of the Illuminati, she's so loving and peaceful. They love her, but the nation is beginning to wake up. It was causing consternation among almost all constitutional lawyers. And then almost the next day, we have this killing of police officers.
Well,
I mean,
it's
the timing
so
alone, wouldn't that kind of be a clue as well that maybe this is a diversionary attempt?
Well, they had to have something, Stuart. This whole deal, matter of fact, Bill Koenig, you know, he's over at Watch.com. He wrote an interesting timeline. He said, it's so interesting that a seven-day period from the very day of the Lynch-Clinton meeting in Phoenix all the way to Hillary's non-indictment, that report, you know, beginning of American lawlessness, he said 7 days. He said in 7 days the heat was taken off of her by this, this Dallas shooting. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. You hadn't even heard her say, you know, there's nothing, nobody talking about her today. Nobody. You know, you've got one day everybody's just going in an uproar across the nation and worldwide about she's getting away with, well, we use the terminology murder. But you know, all of a sudden, and you know, in just 7 days, I've never heard of investigations that open and shut in 7 days, and they don't even have notes, Stuart. They don't have any audios of the investigation. They don't have a clue. And I've had a number of people that I really listened to, generals and others, that said what would cause, and I think this terminology is correct, what would cause James Comey, someone everybody looked up to literally fall on his own sword? Because, Stuart, I know law. I know how it's written. I know the intent and the purposes of it. I know what it takes to justify the ability to use those laws and utilize them, and I'm well aware of that. And when I listened to Comey lay out what he laid out the case against her. He didn't lay out the exception. He laid out the case against her, and it was he perfectly proved in his little rendition there she was guilty. She was guilty, and then he said, basically told the American people, we're not going to do anything. And he fell on his sword right there, being a guy with his potential and his knowledge. He fell on his sword. I don't care what they say. But the thing is, they took the heat completely off. You know, then, of course, Lynch came up and, you know, we're not even going to go into this. This is over. It's done. And then all of a sudden they had Comey at the before Congress, and Congress began to question him, and then they come up with this very interesting thing. Comey said she said one thing to them, which is when you say that to an FBI agent, if you lie or it's false or it's an untruth, then you're guilty, you know, of a felony. And they also figured out, well, she was under oath when she talked to Congress, and she had inconsistent statements. In other words, under oath before Congress, she said one thing, and then to the FBI agent, she said the other. So which felony do you want to fall on now? Because here's a brand new one, you know? And all of a sudden, what's happened? We have an event in a place that didn't do anything to anybody. Dallas, Texas didn't shoot anybody, hurt anybody, cause any problems. You can see what I'm saying. This is way out there. I mean, you and I talk about stuff over the edge, but this is way before, further out than that. This is so bizarre.
Yeah,
but
you know
what? Guess what? Her name's not being mentioned right now.
Yeah, it's like she vanished from the world scene. And I noticed she's also been extremely quiet even during all of this. It was kind of like she had gone into hiding almost, so that everybody could be outraged. But now they're outraged at this shooter, And it's just amazing to me, the timing, and they do this all the time. It reminds me, actually, if it's a lone shooter, that's kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald, don't you think? And the magic bullet.
Begin, yeah, you can just begin to name off people. You know, no matter where you want to go, these guys, you know, they've always been set up to do these things. You know, we've heard Manchurian Candidate as a movie. We've heard Mind Control, you know, all these things that they've done before. They've made movies out of all of them, and, you know, and we all think they're movies. We don't realize people are programmed. You know, you and I talked programming of people years ago, many, many years ago, and we're still seeing it playing out, but they're playing it out now with more perfection. And you know, maybe we sound a little weird, but I think we're more accurate than the story from Washington. How's that?
Well, I think too that, you know, if this is kind of like a Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, we got this lone guy, he's the one who did it all, which seems kind of odd to me that he could take out all these police officers, 11 in all, and four or five of them died, and the rest are in the hospital, we're told anyway. We got this lone shooter. Now, maybe we're going to see some, sickness unto death operations of some of these. Well, like, you know, the governor, if they really believe they're going to climb the ladder, and we know where that ladder is going to go, are they going to allow them to climb that ladder? Or will they likewise, like the President of the United Nations, had his throat crushed because he was going to testify against Hillary?
I think, Stuart, what we're looking at, Stuart, is prophetic time frame here. I think that we are about to, because of them being in a bigger push now, and you've got Hillary moving for one office, you've got Obama apparently just can't hardly wait to get to that other one because of what he said the other day. He's ready to pass the baton to her now. And, you know, I think that things are in a rush. The New World Order is trying to solidify, but they're having problems. They're having problems with the wild cards. One of the wild cards is Donald Trump. One of the wild cards is Benjamin Netanyahu, and we'll talk about that in a minute. One of the wild cards is Vladimir Putin. And they're having problems there. So what I think we're going to begin to see, Stuart, some of these states have just literally had enough. And we're going to see operations that begin to clash. We're going to see ruler against ruler, just like the Jeremiah talks about. I mean real ruler against ruler. And then we're going to begin to see probably what the Norwegian prophet said, that America will split away from a central government. They'll just abandon that central government, Washington, D.C., that's not even a state anyway. They'll give it maybe to Putin. I don't know. But, you know, they're going to, in other words, seven or eight states will get together and we'll have smaller nation states in this country. We won't be what we were at all anymore. But I got a feeling, though, Stuart, but I think we're headed into really a civil war. Literally, and even the news media is using those terminologies. Matter of fact, it was on the front of Drudge Report, Civil War, this morning, and I posted it on LarryWTaylor.org.
Yeah, I saw that. That's the referencing Dallas.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we're here, folks. What else can people say? How long have we been warning people this was coming? I mean,
you know,
it's just a question of time.
Yeah, Stuart, I thought that. Now, I had a hard time with this last night, Stuart, because I was sitting here. I was moving around working with some of my stuff, and I come in here and sit down in front of the TV, and I saw they was having the march in New York. But then on the left side of my screen, they were showing me Dallas, and they was having a march. And, you know, I know Dallas well, and I've been a cop all my life. You know, I've been a cop in Fort Worth and Dallas. I know the streets. I know the people. I know a lot of those folks. And I saw this began real time in front of my face, Stuart. I was sitting here in this chair as the gunshot started and the camera started, were still rolling, and I saw the cops laying, looked like dead on the street, and I thought, oh, my God. I mean, it was like I was there again. I mean, back into the old time, and it was me, and I was there, and I had a hard time with it. I had a lot of emotion, And
well, he would. Yeah.
I think Stuart. I think this is just about as solid a false flag as you could get. And immediately, guess what? Now today, Trump, the wild card, he gave a good message. He gave a really good message, and really was concerned with the dead police and the wounded police, and he backed the police. Where did Hillary and Obama go immediately? Their guns. We got to take their guns.
Yeah, this is what this is all about. Get the guns. Get the guns. No matter what we have to do, no matter how many people we have to kill, even if it's our own officers, we got to keep escalating this until the American people give up. Or maybe Obama will try to, you know, if this keeps going, he may just declare martial law or some form of it and just, you know, decree that the American people are going to have to hand in their firearms.
Well, look at this angle too, Stuart. Listen to this one real closely, because, you know, I use the VA, and the VA's got big lately on asking all the veterans, do you own a gun, and, you know, blah, 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 and all of this.
Uh-huh.
And this has become part of the program. And number one, the first people we have literally thrown to the wolves is the veterans. I mean, it began on them a long time ago. But now that's moved over to the police. Now, the only protectors, and I wish the American people could see this, the only people that would put their life on the line for these stupid American citizens, okay? I'm going to say it like it is. After almost 70 years, I can call a spade for a spade. You know, the stupid American citizens, they throw away their veterans, the only ones that would stood between the enemy and them, and then they're now throwing away the only other group, a thin blue line that has kept the wolves from eating them for years. Now they're throwing them away. And it's all being done by an orchestration of a community organizer from way up there. And it's being used all over the nation. And this is how you do it, Stuart. Number one, at the same time, though, that you're you know, this guy that they brought out real clearly today was a member of the Army Reserve, I believe. The National Guard, and he'd also been up to Afghanistan. He'd been to Afghanistan, which would make him a military veteran. And so now we've got a military veteran that went bad, and this is going to shed bad light on the veteran, but the bad light on the police is already there. So people don't realize, Stuart, and I'm going to point this out because you and I talked about this a long time ago. I want to bring this back out and tell people, you know, there will come a day, even with your police, that you'll dial 911 and won't nobody come. And when the police find out that they are under attack and their families are at home and not guarded and not watched, the police will no longer guard those stupid citizens out there, and they'll no longer guard all those important people up high, so to speak, or all the government officials. They'll go home. They'll go home to take care of their families. And listen, that's one thing they said last night, that some Dallas officers were talking, and they said, you know what? Said all the old people, all the older ones are retiring early. And see, I saw this in the military, Stuart, and now I'm seeing it in the police organizations. All of those that's worth a flip at all are retiring and getting out, and they can't find recruits. Who would want to do this under this type of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go back
yeah.
in it. I'll protect my home, but I won't go back into that and protect those people again, you know? And
well,
what you're going to find,
you're going to find
everything that protects you, your protectors are going to be gone. It'll instantly, Stuart, be like the Dark Ages again. And
yes.
that people, that, you know, we talked earlier, people don't have the mentality to guard their own family, much less their self. I mean, it's, you know, we're in bad shape.
Well, you know, in the Watts riots, the police didn't even go in. If you got caught
They're
in the middle of that,
to.
You were on your own.
They're not going to, but it's going to be bigger. You know, see,
now,
Stuart,
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we've had a lot of police shootings that appear totally unjustified. We've had somebody ran an article. There have been 500 plus shootings since 2016 began, I think it was. Are they bringing in people to the police departments that are so psychotic that this is part of a wedge that they're driving, like the protocol said? Because it appears to me that, and I'm sure it appears to a lot of people, that when you have a bad police officer, the sheriff department or the chief of police or whatever, doesn't seem to want to do anything to the bad officer, thus painting in the public mind all police officers are bad and not to be trusted. Am I reading anything wrong there?
The only thing you're leaving out, Stuart, is the fact that the way this has been going for a number of years, when I was with Protect and Serve, I told you it's different. And I said,
yes.
And I then began to say, you know, Bill Clinton, the Bushes, you know, Obama especially, but Washington really controls the police department. I know people don't believe that. I don't care whether they believe it. Washington controls the police departments. A lot of federal judges control whole areas of law enforcement. People don't know that. But because you don't know it, don't mean it ain't so. And so what
yes.
you have is they can embed anybody in any police organization they want, and this is literally how you do it. You create. Have they not said from Washington over and over and over that you can create your own crisis and then you can provide the solution and that we're not going to let any crisis go to waste?
Uh-huh. Okay.
How
well,
dumb can
sort
the American
of...
people be? They'll never wake up. The American people won't ever wake up.
Well, I don't think people realize, even in their local counties and whatnot, how corrupt some of it is. I lived next door when I was in Texas, down in Plainview, Texas. I lived next door to a sheriff deputy, and he had begun an investigation into drug running, prostitution in that little town. And one night he came over and he said, I got to leave. I've been warned. I've been told that if I continue this investigation, bad things are going to happen to me. So I'm leaving.
I've had that happen to me. You wonder why I've moved so many times? That's because I've got phone calls in the night from federal attorneys, prosecutors from, I'm talking from big cities. And that's because I've got calls from our meetings with the FBI and told there's a set up to kill you. And you know, of course, I don't tell all that. I mean, but, you know, it's there.
Well,
it don't matter
like
after 70 years. 70 years, I don't care. But this goes on all the time. And that's one of the things I stumbled in up here when, you know, I was working in southeastern Oklahoma. And this area was the MENA connection. And everybody said, well, when I moved up that way, they said, why'd you move to MENA? Don't you know all that was going on? When did that stop? And I thought, who said it did?
Yeah, exactly. That kind of corruption, mankind's a fallen creature. People just don't want to admit it.
Well,
for
sure,
whatever reason.
I've said on your show, and you can probably remember the instances, I've said a number of times, and I know I've said it on Randy Yarbrough's show, that I'll never believe any really crime crackdown until they begin to really pick up a lot of people in Washington, D.C. That's where it's at. I mean, that's where it's centered out of. All the presidents have been in on it.
Well, isn't that book you were, what was the name of it, Freedom, something Freedom? You just reviewed it on one of our shows.
Liberty's Last Stand by Stephen Kuntz.
Yes, where they go after the people in Washington.
That has literally dropped off the net. You can't find advertisements anywhere. You can't even find people's heard of it anymore. And wow, Liberty's Last Stand. You can still get it, I think, from Amazon.com. And I've had a few email me that picked it up after hearing us talk about it. And they said it was a mind blower.
Wow. So here we are. We've got Hillary out of the spotlight. We've got another probably false flag. I know stuff on YouTube starting to show up. This was obviously a false flag, timing and everything else. So that's driving the wedge further and deeper from government to the citizens. And outright, like you were saying, and Drudge had on his website, Civil War, Well, isn't it a civil war when citizens take up arms against government forces?
Well, interestingly, we don't want to leave out Jeremiah, Stuart. Very importantly, it seems like in Jeremiah, this war really begins and is fought by the rulers. So you're going to have state governments fighting the central government, the federal government. That's how I believe that really this thing's going to begin to break up, is you're going to begin to have real trouble. The states are not, you know, Texas is number one, that they're not going to keep going along with this. This open borders and all this other, there's going to be a breaking point, you know?
Well, they've already gone after their own police officers. I can't imagine the governor, I mean, going along with that. They're killing his own police officers at this point.
No. But you could look at Abbott's face today, and I think Abbott knows where this came from. They're not fools, and they're dropping clues already. And that's why I say that I think, and you won't know it. The regular Joe citizen ain't going to know squat. All he's going to see is smoke out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he'll keep watching the circus. And Washington, D.C. is a circus, by the way. They'll continue to have their circus while they get into office, who they want. And now how far Trump goes, how much of a Trump card he really plays out, I don't know. But I do know that it appears that they've tried to hit Netanyahu, who's a Trump card, there was some kind of reported attempt against Trump already by someone that wasn't even a citizen in the country, and that's how they do stuff like that. So it's very possible he better be very watchful. He needs good security.
Yeah. What was his take? Did he mention anything about a false flag or just on this Dallas thing, Trump? I haven't read what Trump had to say about it.
No, I saw the video. He just a very short video. He really did the smart thing. He just laid out, that he was really troubled about the attacks on the police officers, and then left it at that. And he really did good. Obama and Hillary, they both this strengthens their gun movement. And
yes.
We got to get these guns. Just it's kind of like all these guns are pulling their own triggers.
Yeah, well, if you take away the guns, people will use knives. If you take away knives, they'll use a baseball bat. If you take away baseball bat, they'll use a kitchen fork. it's the nature of the human heart.
Well, and what's interesting, Stuart, what's interesting, the government is trying to tell everybody you don't need guns while the government has spent the last, 20 years arming themselves to the teeth.
Yeah, for what? I mean, who's their enemy? Who's Homeland Security's enemy?
We already know.
It's the American people.
We already know. We don't need a big clue for that one.
Yeah. You mentioned Netanyahu. What's going on over there in the Middle East theater? That seems like I read something about Putin actually giving quite a warning to the West. You better not keep this up.
Well, there appears to be some kind of movement. Obama's moved in some carriers, and they're having problems, with the Mediterranean apparently not big enough for Russian carriers, because Russia's moving carriers too. They've got a carrier group on the way. And from what I can tell, and this thing is really disturbing because Obama has not been thrilled with Netanyahu for almost 8 solid years. And
yes.
There does appear, I'm still getting data from Arab and Middle Eastern sources that there was an attempt on Netanyahu's life, in Kenya. And, that's, of course, he said it wasn't, and that's how it is in that kind of world. When you live in that type of world that they exist in as wild cards or rulers or whatever, you don't admit a lot of things that's going on. But they even, I found out, had to change his route where they were taking him because of a possible ambush and different stuff. And so there's a lot going on. You won't hear about it. You won't know about it. Probably nobody will talk about it but just me and you, Stuart. That'll be the end of it over here. But two things that happened today, I didn't ask you if you wanted to talk about it, but You mentioned the Middle East, and two of the things that's really interesting is the fact that, you know, we've got this naval rim pack, naval exercise going off near Hawaii with the Pacific Fleet and allies, mm-hmm. and now they have spotted a Russian spy ship that's watching the rim pack exercises going on and keeping an eye on all the neighbor assets. It's a Russian intelligence ship, and, of course, it's in international waters and observing those naval exercises. So Russia is keeping a really good eye on a lot of our fleet, especially Pacific Fleet. And remember now that some of their submarines are going to sea, and at the same time, there's a lot of movement in the Baltic states and in the Middle East. And I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll speed this up real quick here. I wanted to get this one in because this just came off a DEPCA file.
Yes.
It says that, and this is, and anything off DEPCA file usually is intelligence, and then you can usually prove it in a week, okay?
Yes.
But anyway, it says that the Iranians and the what they call the Walid Suicide Army units are waiting on the Golan border with Israel, and says that Iran and associates are believed to be preparing for a WMD, chemical weapons attack, and special operations against Israel. So if there's a chemical attack on Israel, Stuart, all bets are off. It's going it'll be bad. It'll be bad quick. So there's a lot of trouble over there that's brewing.
Well, we know it's coming. And the wars, generally World War III, World War I and II, started over there in that general area. And probably going to start there again. I know if you look at the Albert Pike letter, he suggested that World War III would begin between Islam and Jewry, I guess you could call it, and Christianity. And it seems like that's exactly what is happening. So the groundwork for World War III has already been laid. It's just a question of when they're going to do it, I guess. So,
well, that's interesting because, you know, we've got Obama over there now having meetings, you know, with the NATO allies. And, of course, mm-hmm. There's more push and more probes coming, you know, against Putin and Russia. NATO's pushing more and more. And you know, well, as I do, Stuart, and even some of the generals have came out and said NATO couldn't hold back Russia for a week. Couldn't do it.
Yes.
NATO's hollow. NATO is hollow. And Obama has so depleted, really the last number of years has so depleted our Navy. We're not up to a big war, Stuart. Of course, maybe that's part of the New World Order plan. We're not supposed to be, you know.
Well, I think it is.
Stuart, this ties in also. Right now is an unprecedented time with EU because the EU was a New World Order dream and a setup by the New World Order to strictly control all those nation states, so to speak. And this Brexit's like a wild card. Maybe it fell from heaven. Who knows? But it is stirring up stuff like you cannot believe. And so the New World Order guys, they're watching their little world breaking apart too early. They wasn't fully ready, I think, to implement. So you've got a mm-hmm. World War III that's close to happening. I don't think they want it yet, but it may not be far off. I also see at the same time really troubles in America and the agenda, according to Dimitri Dudeman and others, the agenda to break America apart may be further along than their plans for some of this other stuff. And America don't break. It breaks apart, but it breaks apart just a little bit early before they're ready. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can see where heaven could frustrate this whole setup considerably.
Well,
if wanted to.
Yeah, I can remember there was a lady either in New Hampshire or Vermont, and she was told that. What's his name? Bush's vice president, Cheney. Wanted to desperately bomb either Iraq or Iran, I can't remember which one it was, But she said God was going to frustrate it. And every attempt they made to do it didn't work. So the Lord does have the upper hand, and he can frustrate anything he wants. And all of this is done by timing anyway. So,
yeah, and
you know, it's kind
of interesting.
One
of the interesting things, too, Stuart, is the fact that Obama took out Gaddafi, and then he took out Mubarak. But he has been, and he did those really relatively quick and very easy, and the, you know, lots of violence even. I mean, he even turned both places over to the bad guys. But he has been frustrated to no end in removing Assad.
That would be the third king, like you mentioned before. He overturned three kingdoms.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people, the American people, can't figure out that he's basically an Islamic. And he hates Christianity. He wants nothing to do with it. And then if you go back to the prophecies from 2012 as to what he, or 1912, as to what he wanted to do and would do, and as you've pointed out, Russia knew about Obama long before he came along. And so, anyway, I guess we're here.
Yeah, that's true. I was just going to say, Derek, what's so interesting about what Russia knew ahead of time? They even knew, when he was Barry Satoru, they knew that he was going to be Barack Obama and he was going to be the president. They already knew that.
Yeah. So the fix is in. The world is not run by the people. It's run by money and the rich men of the earth, just like the Bible says, Psalm 2. Kings of the earth, get together. And they got one goal, and that is actually to remove God and Christ. That brings me to, I'm going to just dig into this a little bit, but I'd like your comments. You remember the second movie that they produced about CERN, the Collider? And they have an old guy or an older guy with a beard, and he's got three signs. One says Bond 1.
Uh-huh.
Another one says Mandela. And the other one says, we are very happy here at CERN, right? Or something along those lines. So everybody jumped on that and say it proves Mandela. I started to think about that, and I'd like your comments on this. The first sign is Bond 1. And they say, well, that applies to one of the first movies ever produced about James Bond. And the guy's acting name, the actor who played Bond, name was Nelson. And then the other sign, of course, underneath it was Mandela. But I began to look at that and I said, you know, this is too simple. Got to be more to it. So I started looking around to see whether this was sort of, you know, an anagram is where you take letters, rearrange them, and it says something far different than what is presented.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was wondering if this was not a portrait or a picture anagram. So I looked at Bond 1. Bond 1. What is bonding? It's a glue.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Bond 1 would be Alpha Glue.
Ah.
Or the original Alpha Glue binding together the time-space continuum. The glue or adhesive of time and space that holds us as prisoners. Okay? Bond 1. Bond also means physical restraint, or used to hold someone or something a prisoner, or band. Psalm 2, let us break their bands, Christ and God, asunder, and cast away their cords from us. Maybe this is a whole lot deeper than we ever imagined. Okay, number 3, an agreement with legal force or a promise. Now, in the verb form of bond, it means to join or rejoin securely with or to something else by means of an adhesive substance, by heat or pressure. Also, a chemical bond. And a bond is also a debt that's old. What's in the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our debts. Okay, so if we have bond one, it seems like what they're saying is we are in a prison and we are going to try and break out via CERN. Sign
wow.
two, Mandela. He was in prison for 27 years, which adds up to 9, which means judgment. So the sign was meant to convey that CERN will break free of their bonds, as noted in Psalm 2. Hence, also the Mandela sign was to portray Nelson Mandela, and we will break these bands from us, from being in prison. So it seems like CERN is attempting to unlock the wisdom of the fallen entities still bound in the abyss to gain illumination and merge the power of the two combined. Learn the ancient wisdom of stargates, dimensional travel to defeat or escape the Creator. Then you have the sign itself. And what's interesting is if they are trying to break free of the prison of the time-space continuum, they probably only have a limited amount of time to do it. Remember in Back to the Future, the license plate on Doc's car said out
yeah.
of time.
That's right.
And he had to go to 88 miles an hour to break the bands of time and space. Well, if you put the 8 on its side, you have the eternity symbol.
Right.
Okay, then the fourth one. We are, or the third sign that he kept moving around. We are happy at CERN. And the new movie portrays mindless happiness, a euphoric existence, a release from the prison house, a change in consciousness, which is probably the next quantum leap of the new age up to godhood status. I think that's what that guy is attempting to portray. And
wow.
then you get into Daniel. He says, change. He thinks to change times and laws. Remember Marty in the movie where he confronts, Strickland, the principal?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, well, history is going to change. Now, in Daniel, it says he thinks to change times and laws. Now, you did some research on this, right? So change
means
to alter, change, or to be diverse.
That's right.
What did you find out on that?
That's what I, when I went back to the original language of change time, it meant to alter time, to alter it. You know, alter it from its original course, or to actually, I guess you could say, pervert time some way or other.
That's what it means, yeah, to perverse. Now you go into laws, and one of the meanings is superimposition of time, place, or order as a relation or distribution over or upon reformation or correction. So the deeper meaning would be to alter the laws of physics, a whole new set of laws via CERN that disturbs the time-space continuum. Isn't that kind of interesting? And in the new movie, they have these guys jumping up and down in a, what appears to be a cornfield. And it's almost like the Mandela effect, where we thought we remembered it this way, but it's not. And these guys jumping up and down in this cornfield, they pop up, then they disappear, might be signifying that they have, in fact, done something that is random. and only affects certain places.
Well, you know, Stuart, as you was talking about that, something run across my mind about the elect. Now, you know, biblically, the elect, they're the only ones that's not going to be fooled. And it's kind of interesting, you know, for, I believe the elect, they have the Holy Spirit. And remember now, the Holy Spirit, it knows the past totally, just like it was original, the original created past.
Yes.
In time, space-time, and it has that memory. If that memory is inside you, the elect, you won't be fooled, but it'll deceive everybody else that don't have it.
Exactly. If it's buried in your heart, you'll have it.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
that's
you won't.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would God's answer be to this? There's no question that they're attempting to break out of the time-space continuum prison that they're living in. I don't think there's any question about what they're trying to do. I don't think they're going to succeed, but they're sure going to try. But when you look at how the Lord might answer this attempt, would be if you go back to the ancients and the zodiac, there are two constellations that point to galactic center. One is Sagittarius, the archer, who's pointing his arrow directly at galactic center, and the other is Scorpio, whose tail stinger, and it's interesting that he has a sting, also points to galactic center. So the ancients, as you know and I know, all speak of ancient cataclysmic events that have struck the Earth, and they destroyed whatever civilization was there at the time. Now, what's interesting is that maybe the Lord's answer to CERN and humanity as a whole is to have the core of the Milky Way go into what they call kind of hyperactivity, where you have a super explosion so vast that we cannot comprehend it, that sends out a huge cosmic ray burst wave and a gravity wave that causes a dimensional rift and destroys Earth and the people on it, with few exceptions. That explosion would have had to have been timed perfectly, because the galactic center is 23,000, 26,000 miles away, or light years away. So that explosion would have had to take place back then. But now you may have noticed we have pictures of activity now at the core of the Milky Way.
That's right.
And as Dr. Paul LaViolette and others now are admitting, yeah, these gravity waves are dangerous. And we had that insider who claims they already know it's coming. So Doc's car, where the license plate says out of time, maybe they know already they don't have time, and this is why they're advancing this thing so rapidly in power.
Yeah.
I saw a YouTube video, and I don't know whether it's real or not, but there was a lady physicist there, I guess, who claims that they secretly pushed the power up way, way above normal, and one of the scientists vanished, disappeared. All they found was the clothing. It reminds you of the concept of the rapture.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all. I've seen some reports lately that they're running this thing so high right now that they're dealing with quirks and, you know, multiple quirks, like four, and these could lead to a black hole. And that, you know, it reminds me so much of what you said one time. You said that God would destroy those that would destroy the earth or would have the capability of it.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what he says. And I'm beginning to wonder if he's not going to use this galactic center core burst to do it. He would time it perfectly. I don't think people realize how perfectly timed all of this is. And, you know, the Lord has an agenda, and he says, I have my hand stretched out upon the nations, and this is what's going to happen, and who's going to stop me?
Well,
so then you have these... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, you know, basically what you're talking about there, too, is there's been a plan always laid out before the eyes of man, which is the cosmic map. And that's what really the Mayans went by, was the cosmic map that led them to where they went with their calendars and such. And remember, their calendar stopped at 2012, actually.
Yes.
You know, and I was thinking, you know, I'll tell you what, that would be one kind of a reset button, wouldn't it, that galactic wave?
It would. You know, and it was Red Elk that said, you better watch out. I don't know where he got all his information from. I'm not going to pass judgment on any of it. But he claimed that a portal was going to go was going to open up, and that Earth was going to go into a whole new universe.
Mm.
Now, if you relate that to the galactic gravity wave, and they claim it's going to change DNA, which in turn would change consciousness, and that might fulfill the New Age concept of the conscious rise. And
wow.
The strong delusion. I think it's all tied together, Larry. I really do, and I think the arrival is part of it. So we're not too far off, probably a number of years yet, before that gravity wave actually hits. But there's no question with the convergence of the lawlessness and the lies, and now we got this kind of a revolutionary atmosphere. And
yeah.
Didn't you say something about people in France that's not being reported here are rioting by the thousands upon thousands?
I'm hearing over in some of the European countries, even some of the, like Spain and France both, and a few others are trying to set up some way to leave the EU. So there's a rush. The New World Order people that thought they had this thing all figured out, their plan is fragmenting. And, you know, that's why I say I don't expect them to have this quick and easy and smooth transition into the total New World Order that they expected. This is going to get rather rocky. And one of the interesting things, and this may sound like a joke, but you know, it's odd that, you know, of course, Creator knows. And also it's funny how it appears in the scriptures to some degree, if you look at it from this angle, that Jesus arrives and takes his people, and the aliens, they take everybody else for food, you know?
Yes. Stan says that actually the real, and I've suspected this actually for a long time, as you and I have, I think, said many times, the real New World Order is going to be after the arrival.
Yeah.
That the one that they've tried to set up now, like you just said, is kind of fracturing. It's not going to work. It goes into chaos, and then the aliens show up, the good guys, and we go into that next quantum leap. It's got to all be tied together somehow.
Oh, amazing. It doesn't sound dull, does it, Stuart?
Well, no, we are really entering into times of unrest here in the United States, and if people have not prepared, they better. They better get food and water and whatever else they think they need and be able to hunker down. Because I don't think we're too far off from a martial law declaration. If this thing spreads like Dallas, and they did say that more was on the way, so that would give the excuse to do it.
Well, I saw a while ago while we were talking a big march going on in Atlanta, Georgia, and that they were, state police were trying to stop them. And so this is not stopping. Dallas didn't stop anything. I think what we're going to find, Stuart, and I know we're about out of time, but I think we're going to find, or what Mr. Division's going to find, the great community organizer, is this one's going to be broke so bad, Humpty Dumpty ain't going to get put back together.
Yes. Well, it's kind of like the European Union. It's breaking up, too. I mean, the whole thing is starting to disintegrate all over the world, and people really are getting upset. So, yeah, I guess it, what do we say? Ride out the storm as best as one can. How can people get a hold of you?
Oh, the easiest way, just go to LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
But, you know, Stuart, it does seem, though, that the mentality, there's a paradigm shift happening in the human mentality. It's getting more
yes.
revolutionary and more violent by the day.
Well, you had mentioned, too, that there was a rise of Antichrist spirit, even within law enforcement.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's part of government, part of bureaucracy, part of tyranny, I guess. What can one say? Well, thanks for coming on, Larry, and hope to have
You're
you
welcome.
Back real soon. Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
Night,
Good
folks.
Night.